Hello, hello. Welcome back to Jude Making Money. It's Jude here. Today we're going to be doing part 2 of Understanding Money series. So chapter 1, How Money Works. Money's everywhere. Money's everywhere, whether you think of it as pieces of metal, sheets of paper, or as numbers in a bank account. And yet, most people use it every day without thinking about it, about what it is, or how it works. You can't use just anything as money. It has to have some very specific features to make it valuable. What's money for? Money is for buying things, isn't it? Well, yeah. But it has other uses too. If it was just about buying something, you might not need money at all. Can I have your game if I give you these carrots? Perfect. My packed lunch was a bit too small today. It's a deal. This way of buying something is called bartering. And you don't need money to do it. But how can you barter if only one person as what the other one wants? Next week, trade these carrots for a new game. I don't want carrots today. I'll find someone who wants carrots. Then I'll trade with them and pay you in fruit. Sounds tricky. Good luck. This is where money comes in handy. People nearly always want money, so you can nearly always use it to buy whatever you want. Wait a second, my birthday money. You want this $5? Problem solved. Wonder what I'll do with this $5. Experts say that when people use money to buy things and trade with each other, they're using it as a medium of exchange. But there are other ways to use money. You could also save it to use at a later date or collect it until you have more. I really want this guitar, but I only have $5. I'll start saving. Another few months and I should have enough for my dream guitar. When money is used in this way, experts say it's being used as a store of value. It's only possible to save money because it keeps on being worth something. People also use money to measure value. In the same way, they use minutes and seconds to measure time. This makes it easier to work out what you can afford and buy, and to compare how different things are worth. You might not always agree with how much something costs, but even then, you're still using money to measure how much it's worth. This guitar is cheaper than that one. If I buy it, I have enough to buy a case too. Experts call this using money as a unit of account. Easy money. Money would stop working if it was difficult to use. There's no coincidence that cash and e-money are used all over the world, but carrots say aren't. Money has certain attributes that make it excellent at what it does. The things that work best with money are portable, like cash, like e-money, like carrots. Uniform. Each piece in each currency that's worth the same also looks the same. Like cash, like e-money, like carrots chopped up into identical pieces. Divisible. Pieces worth amounts small enough to pay for things in any price. Like cash, like e-money, like carrots chopped into identical pieces of different sizes. Durable. Like cash, like e-money. In practice, even cash and e-money aren't perfect. Bills can tear and coins can wear down. Credit cards can snap. and computer failures at banks can make liquid money. Money flows easily from person. Money flows easily from person to person, from business to business. Nearly everyone is happy to accept it as a form of payment, so it can be used to buy nearly anything. This quality is known as liquidity. If a customer buys a jacket in the store, money from the sale can be used in many different ways. The store owner can use some of the money to buy more jackets from the factory. The factory owner then uses this money to pay us to make these jackets. The store owner also uses some of the money to pay me to sell jackets and other clothes. The factory owner can also spend the money on tools and materials. The factory workers and store assistant can use their money to buy things themselves. The same money is passed around and around. Everyone can use it to buy whatever they want. The cycle goes on and on as money flows between buyers and sellers. The value of money. Money isn't valuable in the same way as food. Shelter and water, humans can live without it. Coins, bills, and e-money only have a value for a few specific reasons. One, because we say so and everyone believes us, says the government, Federal Reserve. It's the law. Today's money is what is known as bank money. This means it's only valuable because governments have set laws that says it's valuable. To help people trust these laws, most governments share responsibility with the money in their countries with a separate organization known as a central bank. In the U.S., it's called the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve and government limit the money supply. Imagine a world in which photographs of cash could be used as cash. Hey, look, a coin on the floor. Who wants it? There's only one. I'll just take a picture and use it. You can keep the coin. This may seem fair as everyone gets money, but if that happened, the original coin and the photos of it would lose all value. If everyone can create unlimited amounts of money, people wouldn't need it from each other, so they wouldn't exchange it. In the real world, where only a limited amount of money is available. Hey, look, a coin on the floor. Who wants it? There's only one. I do. Pick me. There's only one coin to share between three. So the coin is in demand, making it valuable. Three. Cash can only be made in specific places under very secure conditions. To make it hard for people to create their own unlimited supply of money, coins and bills are designed to be easily identified, but difficult to copy exactly. Here are some typical design features. Indented coins, raised print on bills, hidden designs that can only be detected using UV light. However clever the design, criminals can still produce fake or counterfeit bills and coins. But it's very difficult if a bill has all the set features of a genuine bill. It's almost certainly made legally so you can trust it. Okay, thank you everyone for listening. Listen in next week and see you.